West Papuan independence activists have long claimed they were being harassed and spied on by Indonesian intelligence. Now, documents revealed by the ABC 730 program show their activities are monitored and potential weaknesses noted. Jim Elmsley from Sydney University's West Papua Project says the surveillance is part of a concerted campaign of repression.
This surveillance, at sometimes it's covert and it doesn't intrude on their lives. At other times, it escalates to the point of assassination. And in between those two ends of the spectrum, there's various levels of intimidation, people being followed, people getting text messages and threatening them with being killed.
The documents were compiled by Indonesia's state intelligence agency, BIN, and list active figures within the independence movement. They're similar to previously leaked reports compiled for Indonesia's elite military division, Kopassus. The evidence of Indonesia's monitoring comes as West Papuan activists enjoy political success. Last year, they managed to get international bodies like the Pacific Islands Forum to express concern about worsening human rights abuses in the rest of Indonesian province. Now, some Pacific leaders are actively petitioning Indonesia for monitoring missions and peace talks. Dr. Elmsley says that's worrying the Indonesian government.
Those are very unwelcome developments for the Indonesians, because the last thing they really want is for the issue to become internationalised, as that is what happened in East Timor's case.
The ABC has spoken to West Papuan refugees in Papua New Guinea, who say Indonesian intelligence and the Indonesian military frequently harass outspoken activists within West Papua. But the behaviour might not be confined to Indonesian territory. Ronnie Kareni is a West Papuan activist who lives in Australia.
I have no doubt it has been done on my communications. And, you know, there are examples of my phone being tapped and receiving messages.
Mr. Kareni believes Indonesia is monitoring the communications of he and other West Papuans, as well as independent sympathisers in Australia.
The Indonesian government has got a mainstream presence already in Australia, and this is very troubling in terms of if they are continuing to do this and going around and monitoring and doing the surveillance. The Australian government needs to pull a plug on this.
The issue of West Papuan independence has become more prominent in recent years thanks to the spread of social media and its reach in developed countries. And in neighbouring Papua New Guinea, more than 1,000 West Papuans who've crossed the border are about to be granted refugee status. They'll join an increasingly loud group of West Papuans who are long-term residents in PNG and who are gaining political support. Dr. Jim Elmsley says recent developments have changed the struggle for West Papuan independence from a military insurgency to a diplomatic and social campaign.
The issue is basically growing, and the battlefield, if you like, now is not so much in the jungles, but it is in the realm of international diplomacy, and the West Papuans are making solid gains on that front.